Thank you, Mr. Vice President. India welcomes the delegation of Ukraine. We congratulate Ukraine for amending its constitution in June 2016 to accommodate several comprehensive judicial reforms which ensure independence and transparency of their judicial system. We appreciate the appointment of Commissioner for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We also welcome the National Action Plan for the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities for the period up to 2020. We recognize positive steps initiated by the government of Ukraine to prevent gender discrimination and to safeguard women's empowerment. However, we note with concern that Ukraine not yet have a law for the specific crime of domestic violence. We note with anticipation the establishment of Anti-Corruption Bureau in 2015. However, involvement of multiple agencies at different levels for investigating possible cases of corruption is still prevalent in Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities may reinforce streamlining the anti-corruption reforms to the best advantage of Ukrainian nationals as well as foreign companies operating in Ukraine. The discrimination faced by the Roma people who are not fully integrated in Ukraine needs a corrective action. We recommend that Ukraine adopts a progressive strategy aimed at increasing educational opportunities and improving the housing and living conditions of the Roma community. We wish Ukraine all success in its endeavors to further strengthen their human rights record. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.